No, this is not a fight. This is not a war, and it's definitely not about who's better. This hour-long show from Z Mini and Z Mainframe isn't a musical battle, it's an education. Well, maybe a very little battle. Welcome to UK versus the United States, a musical journey across the Atlantic that's all about connection, not competition. You see, music doesn't recognize borders. It doesn't ask where you're from. It doesn't stop to check a passport. It just resonates deeply, emotionally, with our minds and our souls, no matter what country we call home. Every week on this segment, Z Mini and Z Mainframe will alternate who gets to go first. Why? Because no one's trying to win, we're not keeping score. This is about balance and variety. This is about exploration. So buckle up, or better yet, turn the volume up. Let Z Mini and Z Mainframe be your guides for the next hour. By the end, maybe you'll have a new favorite. Maybe you'll build a playlist that mixes both worlds. Maybe you'll even realize that where music comes from isn't the point. Because here, it's not about versus. It's about the music. And music belongs to all of us.
Hello, this is the Z Mainframe for the UK versus the United States. This is a special multi-part episode. We are remembering some of the great legends in the UK that helped shape music. Sadly, here is a short list of legends that died in 2025.
Marianne Faithfull, singer in the 1960s, was a successful artist in her own right, with hits like As Tears Go By. Now, sadly, at the age of 78, she has died. Her other contribution to music, though, was as the inspiration for some of the Rolling Stones songs. She dated rock stars, most famously Sir Mick Jagger, in the group's early years. Tonight, he said she'd been a wonderful friend and a beautiful singer. These days, she might be called an influencer. Back in the swinging 60s, she was certainly a muse.
It is the evening of the day.
The sweet teenage convent girl with an angelic voice to match. This was how Marianne Faithfull arrived in the swinging 60s, the decade's It Girl, singing a track written by Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, no less. Soon she was music royalty too.
I sit and watch as tears go by.
Her four-year relationship with Jagger made them the stuff of tabloid dreams. It was stormy, drug-fueled, scandalous, here when they appeared in court charged with possession, and ultimately doomed. Today on social media, the Stones frontman expressed his sadness, writing, "She was so much a part of my life for so long. She was a wonderful friend, a beautiful singer, and a great actress. She will always be remembered." In 1968, her image as a free-spirited wild child brought her the lead role in the film The Girl on a Motorcycle. Other screen and stage roles would follow, but none would match the drama in her own life. In 1970, she lost custody of her son, her addictions to cocaine and heroin also leading to her becoming homeless. But Marianne Faithfull was not done. In 1979, recording her acclaimed comeback album, Broken English, her drug use and a severe bout of laryngitis deepening her famous husky voice.
In England,
marking her 50th anniversary in music in 2014, she confessed she didn't expect to have made it so far.
The person that's most surprised about it is me, you know. I didn't expect this at all.
Why didn't you expect it?
The way I lived. I thought I'd grow it long before this happened. I'm so glad I didn't.
She beat addiction, cancer, depression, infamy. Marianne Faithfull was a warrior who deserves her place in British pop history.
Extraordinary life of Marianne Faithfull, who's died at the age of 78.
Hello, this is the Z Mainframe for the UK versus the United States. This is a special multi-part episode. We are remembering some of the great legends in the UK that helped shape music. Sadly, here is a short list of legends that died in 2025.
Mick Ralphs, guitar, great behind Bad Company and Mott the Hoople, dies at 81. Cause of death and final words revealed. June 23, 2025, London, England. Mick Ralphs, the quietly brilliant guitarist who co-wrote some of rock's most enduring anthems, has passed away at the age of 81. The news was confirmed by his family on Monday morning, with representatives sharing that Ralphs died peacefully in his sleep following complications stemming from a stroke he suffered in 2016. Though his health had slowly declined in recent years, those close to him say his love for music never faded. In his final hours, Ralphs reportedly smiled at the sound of a familiar tune playing in his room, a live version of Ready for Love. He whispered, "The chords still ring. Let them play on." From backstage to the spotlight. Born Michael Ralphs in Herefordshire, England, in 1944, Mick picked up his first guitar in his teens and never looked back. By the early 1970s, he had co-founded Mott the Hoople, a helping shape glam rock's early sound with his sharp riffs and melodic sensibility. But it was in 1973 that Ralphs etched his name into rock history. He teamed up with Free frontman Paul Rodgers to form Bad Company. Their debut album, powered by hits like Can't Get Enough and Movin' On, became an instant classic. Ralphs' guitar work was often described as understated, but unforgettable, the kind of playing that made every chord feel essential. Revered but never flashy, Mick Ralphs never craved the spotlight, even when it shone brightly on his work. He was the kind of musician who let the music speak louder than any headline. He never raised his voice, but his solos made the room go quiet, said longtime bandmate Simon Kirk in a tribute post. He didn't show off, he showed up. Even after his stroke in 2016 forced him to retire from performing, Ralphs remained a quiet mentor to younger guitarists and a steadfast listener to the music he helped shape. Farewell Notes. His family, in a public message, shared his final sentiment. The chords still ring. Let them play on. Those simple words have echoed across the music world in the hours since his death was announced. Fans, fellow artists, and journalists have flooded social media with memories and tributes. David Gilmour wrote, "Mick brought grace to rock. He made every note count." Joan Jett posted a photo of her and Ralph's backstage in the 80s captioned, "One of the real ones. Rest easy, Mick." Legacy in every riff. Ralph leaves behind two children, decades of groundbreaking work, and a catalog of songs that still fill arenas, even if the man who wrote them preferred the shadows to the spotlight. A memorial concert is being planned in London, with proceeds going towards stroke awareness and support for young musicians. A nod to both the struggle he endured and the future he helped shape. Mick Ralph never chased fame, but he helped define it. And as his final words remind us, the music never dies. It plays on.
Baby, I want you. You give me something I need.
Hello, this is the Z Mainframe for the UK versus the United States. This is a special multi-part episode. We are remembering some of the great legends in the UK that helped shape music. Sadly, here is a short list of legends that died in 2025.
Dave Cousins, Straub's frontman and prog folk pioneer, dies at 85. Final words and cause of death revealed. July 13th, 2025. The music world is saying goodbye to a true trailblazer. Dave Cousins, the legendary voice and creative force behind Straub's, has died at the age of 85. His family confirmed that Cousins passed away peacefully in his Oxfordshire home after complications from a long-term neurological illness. In his final moments, he reportedly told his son, "Let the music carry me home." For more than five decades, Cousins was a guiding light in the evolution of British folk rock and progressive music. His songwriting, poetic, political, and deeply personal, helped shape a generation of artists and fans alike. From radio waves to rock legends. Born David Hineson in London in 1940, Cousins originally trained as a statistician before finding his calling in music. What began as a passion for radio and folk performance led to the formation of the Strawberry Hill Boys in the mid-1960s, later renamed simply Straubs. Cousins was not interested in fitting into any one box. Under his leadership, the Straubs seamlessly blended folk storytelling with progressive rock ambition, producing classics like Grave New World, Hero and Heroine, and Bursting at the Seams. His voice, often trembling with conviction, became one of the most distinctive in British music. More than a frontman, Cousins wasn't just the face of the band, he was its soul. Known for pushing boundaries, he brought on musicians like Rick Wakeman, later of Yes, and helped usher in a new soundscape that challenged the norms of both folk and rock. Beyond the stage, Cousins had a long and respected career in broadcasting, producing content for the BBC and other networks. He believed storytelling was sacred, whether told through lyrics or airwaves. Tributes across generations. Following the announcement of his passing, tributes flooded social media from both his contemporaries and modern-day artists. Folk legend Judy Collins wrote, "Dave Cousins created worlds inside songs. His voice was raw, real, unforgettable." Prog rock icon Stephen Wilson added, "His vision laid the groundwork for everything that followed in the fusion of folk and progressive music." Legacy beyond the music. Cousins continued mentoring young artists well into his 80s, quietly encouraging a new wave of singer-songwriters and progressive musicians. He often said that the future of music lives in the margins, and he made sure those voices were heard. He retired from touring in 2022, but remains deeply involved in music preservation and production. He was overseeing archival reissues and rare recordings just weeks before his passing. Final words, lasting echo, his final words, "Let the music carry me home," have already been shared by fans worldwide, appearing in tribute videos, posts, and memorial concerts. Plans are underway for a public celebration of Cousins' life and work later this year in London, with proceeds going to a youth arts initiative he helped fund. Conclusion. Dave Cousins may be gone, but the ripples of his voice, guitar, and vision remain forever embedded in the story of modern music. He didn't just lead a band, he led a movement. And for anyone who ever got lost in a Straub's lyric or found truth in a trembling verse, his message remains. Let the music carry you, even when words fall short.
Thank you.
Hello, this is the Z Mainframe for the UK versus the United States. This is a special multi-part episode. We are remembering some of the great legends in the UK that helped shape music. Sadly, here is a short list of legends that died in 2025.
Iconic heavy metal musician Kevin Riddles dies age 68 after cancer diagnosis. He was a founding member of the metal band, which rose to prominence in the mid-70s as pioneers of new wave of British heavy metal, NWOBHM. His death was announced by the only surviving founding member of the group, Kevin Hayborn, on Instagram. It is with immense sadness that I have to report that Kevin Riddles, our original bass player, passed away on Friday, July 4, 2025, he wrote. Kevin was a great guy and we remained mates until the end. He will be greatly missed. Our condolences to his wife Julie. Rest in peace, Kev. Riddles had reportedly been diagnosed with cancer before his death, and in May, suffered from a serious medical emergency resulting in cancelled shows. His bandmates from later group Baphomet also shared a statement, writing, "Kevin Kev Riddles passed away peacefully in hospital in the early hours of Friday morning, July 4, 2025. An absolute legend in the truest sense of the word, a larger-than-life character, an incredible and dedicated musician and a very fine and wonderful human being. Rest easy, big fella." Riddles formed Baphomet after leaving Angel Witch in 1982, after the group's brief chart success with Sweet Danger.
Of life. There are legends, and then there are roots. The kind of people whose lives are so intertwined with the city's rhythm, they don't just play the music. They become part of its very fabric. George Freeman was one of those people. George Freeman, born April 10, 1927, was a jazz guitarist whose playing carried the spirit of Chicago through nearly a century of music. He passed away on April 1, 2025, just shy of his 98th birthday. But oh, what a ride it was. He was scheduled to perform at Chicago's iconic Green Mill Jazz Club the weekend after his passing. Even at 97, he was still drawing crowds, still pushing the music forward. That's who George was. He didn't just play jazz, he lived it. Music ran in the family. George was the youngest brother of the Freeman dynasty, tenor saxophonist Vaughn Freeman and drummer Eldridge Bruzz Freeman. He was also the uncle of saxophonist and trumpeter Chico Freeman. Together, they helped define the sound of Chicago jazz, blending bebop with the blues and keeping things fresh and raw, always rooted in feeling. George's guitar had a voice all its own, bluesy, witty, unexpected. He had this way of sneaking humor into his playing, bending notes like a sly grin, and flipping the beat just when you thought you'd figured it out. He played with everybody, Charlie Parker, Gene Ammons, Richard Groove Holmes, and many others, and yet he always came back to Chicago. That was home. That was the heartbeat. What made George special wasn't just his technique, it was the life in his sound. You could hear the clubs, the neighborhoods, the late-night jam sessions, and Sunday morning hangovers all rolled into one solo. He was a musical griot, telling stories through his strings, and like any great storyteller, he never told it the same way twice. George Freeman's legacy isn't just in his recordings or the shows he played. It's in the thousands of guitarists he inspired, the Chicago cats he mentored, and the way his music made people feel. It's in the freshness of jazz itself, the space, the swing, the soul. So here's to George Freeman, a true Chicago legend, a guitar master who never stopped swinging, and a man whose music, like the city he loved, was always alive. Rest in heavenly peace, George Freeman. Thank you so much for sharing your amazing gift.
Hello, this is the Z-Mini for the UK versus the United States. This is a special multi-part episode. We are remembering some of the great legends in the United States that helped shape music. Sadly, here is a short list of legends that died in 2025.
Bonnie Tonight here. She was the soundtrack to the 70s, a piano prodigy, and her voice was flawless. Tonight, remembering Roberta Flack. Roberta Flack's voice was unmistakable.
I'm in my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song.
Her version of Killing Me Softly with His Song, winning 2 Grammys in 1973.
Telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
When I first heard the words, killing me softly with his song, just the sound of those words together had such magic for me.
Her smooth vocal style, her poetic soulful ballads, her grace on the piano. One of the top recording artists of the 1970s.
I feel like making love to you.
Roberta Flack was born outside Asheville, North Carolina in 1937. She was a classically trained pianist, so gifted, she received a full scholarship at 15 years old to Howard University.
First musical memory is Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And that was a very strong memory for me, because that's where my Sunday school superintendent discovered that I had extra musical talent.
She became a school music teacher, and she would perform at night before pursuing her dream.
The transition from the classroom to the stage was a very easy, smooth one for me personally. I rather think that the facility was the direct result of my being prepared.
The first time ever
version, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, becoming her first hit after Clint Eastwood asked to use it in his 1971 movie Play Misty for Me. It would go on to win a Grammy. She would win 4 Grammys in all, a 5th Grammy for Lifetime Achievement. Roberta Flack died today at the age of 88, surrounded by family after a battle with ALS.
Love is a song. And an honest giving of feelings and emotions. As a performer, if you can connect to that thought, then whatever the song is, it's success. I'm happy to be Roberta Flack. I'm happy to sound like I do. I mean, I'm very satisfied with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, this is the Z Mini for the UK versus the United States. This is a special multi-part episode. We are remembering some of the great legends in the United States that helped shape music. Sadly, here is a short list of legends that died in 2025.
Benton Wood, soul music icon, passes away at 83. The world of soul music mourns the loss of Brenton Wood, the legendary artist whose unforgettable hits like the Oogum Boogum song and Gimme Little Sign left an indelible mark on music history. Wood passed away on January 4th, 2025, at the age of 83, surrounded by family at his Los Angeles home. The cause of death, complications from pneumonia, was confirmed by his family, who also shared his heartfelt final words. The music never stops. It just changes keys, from humble beginnings to stardom. Born Alfred Jesse Smith on July 26, 1941, in Shreveport, Louisiana, Brenton Wood's early life was rooted in modest beginnings. His family moved to San Pedro, California during his childhood, where he was exposed to the vibrant music scene of the time. Drawn to rhythm and blues, young Alfred found solace and inspiration in music, setting the stage for a career that would touch millions. Adopting the stage name Brenton Wood, inspired by Los Angeles's Brentwood neighborhood, he began crafting his unique sound, a seamless blend of soul, doo-wop, and R&B. After attending Compton College, Wood pursued his dream of making music that could connect deeply with audiences. A breakthrough era. The year 1967 marked the turning point in Wood's career. The Oogum Boogum song, with its playful rhythm and catchy lyrics, catapulted him to fame. The track became a radio favorite, climbing the charts and capturing listeners with its distinctive charm. Later that year, Wood released Gimme Little Sign, a soulful anthem that resonated on an emotional level with fans worldwide. Its smooth melody and poignant lyrics established Wood as one of the defining voices of his generation. Decades later, the song remains a timeless classic, frequently revisited by fans and covered by artists across genres.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me to his funny face like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your high heel boots with your hip to the seat, it's all right. You're out of sight. And you wear that cute fitted skirt with your brother's sloppy suit. Admit it, girl, that I can't dig it. You know, I'm still boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're catching yourself on me. I say boogum, 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 boogum now, baby, you're catching yourself on me. You're catching to it. Like a clown, just look at me. When you wear your bell-bottom pants, I just stand it in a chair. I can't move, you're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Not gonna wish you bad still.
Yeah.
You do want me, give me a chance. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on now. But if you need me, tell me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl.
Rock and roll icon Rick Derringer, dead at 77. Cause of death and final words revealed. May 26, 2025, Fort Lauderdale, FL. One of the pioneers of American rock has passed away. Rick Derringer, the celebrated guitarist, singer, and songwriter, whose signature riffs helped define an era, died on May 26, 2025, at the age of 77. According to his family, the cause of death was heart failure, following a prolonged battle with cardiovascular complications. His final words, shared from his bedside in his Florida home, were, "Keep playing my song." A fitting goodbye from a man whose life was shaped and shared through music. From Ohio to the world, Sage Rick Derringer, born Richard Zieringer in 1947, exploded onto the scene in 1965 when his band The McCoys scored a number one hit with "Hang On Sloopy." He was just 17. The song catapulted the group into rock stardom and earned Derringer a permanent spot in music history. Later, as a solo artist, Derringer delivered one of rock's most iconic anthems, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, a track still beloved by fans, guitarists, and radio stations alike. A career of collaboration, Derringer's influence extended far beyond his solo hits. He was a frequent collaborator with Johnny Winter, Edgar Winter, and even played guitar on select Steely Dan tracks. His technical skill, paired with his raw stage presence, made him a favorite among his peers. He also became known for producing albums, adding polish to the work of others while never abandoning his blues rock roots. Perhaps surprisingly, one of his best-known compositions is the rousing Real American, famously used as Hulk Hogan's entrance theme in the 1980s. A personal transition. In the later years of his life, Derringer shifted away from rock clubs and tours, turning towards spirituality and family life. He became active in Christian music circles and continued to release new material, blending his classic sound with messages of hope and faith. Friends described Derringer as fiercely loyal and deeply devoted to both his music and loved ones. Fans, artists mourn a legend. News of Derringer's passing has prompted an outpouring of emotion from fans and fellow musicians. Joe Bonamassa called Derringer a monster guitarist who never got the full credit he deserved. Leezy Hale of Hailstorm tweeted, "Another guitar hero gone, but his music will echo forever." Hulk Hogan, in an Instagram tribute, said, "You gave my character a heartbeat. I'll never forget you, brother." A quiet farewell, a loud legacy.
Thank you.